the look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Motoring Federation has brought home one of the most prestigious honors in regional motorsport, the 2026 Jose Abed Award at the FIA American Congress. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
The award recognizes the Federation's rapid progress in motorsports education, driven largely by its STEM Racing Cayman Islands program, which introduces students to engineering, technology, design, and the wider world of motorsports. CMF President Jane Scaletta said the honor is a major milestone for Cayman, calling motorsports, quote, an incredible platform to engage young people in STEM. It was a standout week for the Federation, with the president also invited to speak at the International Federation of Automobile Member Clubs about Cayman's grassroots success through the FIA Motorsports in Box Initiative, a program that helps Cayman launch motorsport without a permanent track. Using portable equipment and temporary venues, CMF has built a, quote, thriving auto slalom community, growing from its first event in 2024 to a six-event National League this year. Scaletta told delegates that Cayman's experience proves smaller nations can build sustainable motorsports programs by starting simple and growing steadily. She says the award belongs to the students, teachers, competitors, volunteers, and partners who've supported CMF's vision. The Federation now plans to expand even further with continued growth in STEM racing, esports, the National Auto Slalom League, and the introduction of karting, opening even more pathways for Cayman's next generation of motorsport talent. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cayman's cricket landscape is getting a major boost with a new youth program aiming to reshape how young players learn the game and themselves from the ground up. Rising Wickets is offering boys and girls a pathway that blends cricket development with character building, confidence, and life skills training. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Cricket Australia high performance coach Peter Anderson says the club was created around a shared belief in what sport can teach beyond competition.
It was basically just love of the cricket. Cricket's been a catalyst from day one for most of us. We've got a wonderful mixture of people too. And basically we all got together over the last 6 months and said, how can we put it together where we can all benefit, help the kids, and give every kid an opportunity to play cricket? Because it's very important all the kids play some type of sports. And it started about fun, but the whole thing is a general pathway to help build characters, give them direction, some discipline. And those kids who do want to go a little bit further up the ladder, we've got certainly got coaches from Cricket Cayman. We've got lady coaches on board. So we're doing an age group from 9 to 19, boys and girls. Okay. So it's a massive challenge, but it's all come together. And yeah, it's basically really for the children and partnering with the parents, which is so important.
Director Andrew Ledger says the inspiration for forming the club came from a simple gap, not enough cricket opportunities for young people.
The school cricket's great for the last term, but there's no real opportunities for kids to play cricket outside of that. So my role on the Cricket Association board is the chair of the youth committee. So I'm hugely passionate about youth development and getting kids to play cricket. And it really needs to happen all year round, where obviously cricket runs through our bones and it's what we do and love, and we believe that all children should have the opportunity to play cricket for most of the year, if not all year. The Cricket Association was really excited and very proud to start the first ever junior cricket league in Cayman recently, called the Little Legends League.
Yes.
You might have seen it and seen the kids playing at Smith Road on Saturday mornings, and it was hugely successful. And what it did was it really emphasised that there is a huge desire for kids to play cricket here, and we need to create the programs and systems to make that happen all year round.
Beyond technical skills, coaches will also serve as mentors, receiving training in mental health awareness, communication, and team building. Legendary West Indies fast bowler Michael Holding says that's where he steps in.
My role really will be to talk to the kids and to help to motivate them about life. I'm a former cricketer, yes, but I heard Peter was just saying also what cricket has done for him and his life. A lot of things have happened to me in my life because of cricket that would not have happened under normal circumstances. And I want these kids to come into cricket, which is structured. There are a lot of sports that are not really structured, and there are a lot of sports that are more individualistic than a team thing. And I want them to come in and to understand how teams work, how you cooperate with each other, how you interact with each other, and what cricket can do for you, not as a cricketer, but for life.
Yes.
Because because you learn things in cricket that then can help you in life after. Yeah. And cricket is a character builder. You have some guys or girls who get involved in sports and it's all about them. In cricket, you can't do that. It's important that you do well as an individual, whether you are a batsman, bowler, fielder, but at the same time, you have to recognize that you're a part of a team and that changes character.
The club is open to all levels, from first-timers to players aiming for representative cricket, with a focus on confidence, character, and an inclusive environment. The season begins Monday, September 14th, with after-school training on Mondays and Tuesdays until 5:15 p.m. Families can learn more at an information night on Thursday, September 10th at 6 p.m. Membership is now open, with fees and scholarship options available. Details are at risingwickets.ky or on Facebook and Instagram at Rising Wickets. And Women's Squash Week is just days away, and organizers say this year's focus is all about breaking down barriers and opening this sport to every woman and girl in Cayman, no matter her age, fitness level, or experience. Board member and former national player Marlene West says the goal is to create a high-energy, low-pressure environment where newcomers feel welcome and returning players can rediscover the game.
The main goal this year is to break down barriers and show that squash is a welcome and fun and accessible sport for every woman or girl, regardless of her age or fitness level. We are looking to create a high-energy, low-pressure environment where absolute beginners can pick up the racket for the first time. Former players can rediscover their love, dust off the rust and come try the sport again. And even seasoned athletes that may do other sports, you know, we're open for them coming to try squash. Ultimately, we are hoping to build a lasting supportive community of female players who feel confident stepping onto the court long after the week is over and come back.
West says building confidence and community is essential, especially because squash can feel intimidating to beginners. She says Women's Squash Week is designed to meet players exactly where they are, whether they're picking up a racket for the first time or shaking off the rust.
We know that squash is an incredible workout and fantastic mental outlet, but we also know that it can feel very intimidating to newcomers. So by us actively opening the doors through initiatives like Women's Squash Week, we're ensuring that we do have seasoned players on court and we can also show them the path as a beginner or, you know, a rusty athlete to come and try the sport and meet people where they're at. Because it is important to have women and girls empowered and claim their space and experience sport in a non-judgmental arena.
Women's Squash Week runs September 14th through the 20th at the South Sound Squash Club with free play all week for women and girls of all skill levels. Guest bookings are available and a special instructional night is set for Wednesday, September 16th with specials and chances to win coaching lessons and a club membership. For more information or to book, email info@squash.ky or call 926-2005. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.